Welcome to the Ferris State University Bulldog Sports Update. Thanks to Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. I'm Connor Perch, reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network.
Campbell drops back to throw, now on the run, to the end zone! Touchdown, Bulldogs!
The number two nationally ranked Ferris State football team is on the road at Davenport University today with a noon kickoff time. The Bulldogs are looking to extend their record to 5-0 after a 38-10 homecoming victory over Northern Michigan. Today's game is a battle of the unbeatens as both Davenport and Ferris are undefeated on the season and in league play. Following today's game, the Bulldogs are back on the road against GLIAC opponent Wayne State before returning home for the following 2 weeks. The nationally ranked Ferris State volleyball team topped Northern Michigan last night to put the Bulldogs at 11-3 overall this season and 5-1 in conference play. The Bulldogs are back in action today at 3 o'clock as they face off at home against Michigan Tech. Following that, the Bulldogs will compete against Grand Valley State next Friday the 11th at 7 p.m. in a huge league contest. Bulldog hockey is back! The Ferris State men's hockey team begins action this Sunday at 2 p.m. when they take on Waterloo in an exhibition contest. Then the Bulldogs will play the U.S. Under-18 team on Tuesday the 8th with puck drop at 7:07 p.m. And finally, the Bulldogs will play their third contest of the week on Thursday when they take on Colgate at 7:07. All three of the contests are at home, so come out and support the Dogs as they look to start their season off strong. The nationally ranked Ferris State soccer team came up big yesterday as they competed in their first conference game of the season against Northern Michigan and came away with a 5-0 victory. On their way to the victory, the Bulldogs hit a few milestones, such as Marin McDermott getting her first collegiate goal and junior Bree Rogers breaking the all-time school record for career penalty kick goals with 7. That victory moves Ferris to 7-1-1 on the season. The Dogs continue league play on Sunday at noon when they take on Michigan Tech. Finally, the Ferris State women's tennis team will compete against Davenport University today at 1:30 p.m. and Purdue Northwest at 10 a.m. tomorrow. The Dogs are currently 2-1 overall and looking for 2 big league wins this weekend.
This has been Connor Perch reporting for the Bulldog Sports Update, highlighting all the action in Ferris State athletics.
Thanks to Meyer and Gatorade, the official nutrition and hydration partners of the Bulldogs. For tickets, scores, merchandise, video, and more, visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Join us again next week for another update right here on the Sports Project. And go Bulldogs!